Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. Good to be with you on this fine day. A great broadcast. Steven Silverman from FlexYourRights.org. He'll be here a little later. And a great conversation with him about, you know, what do you do at traffic stops? What is the state? What is he doing? He is at the head of knowing your rights and pushing for people's rights. What are our rights? What are our constitutional protections? And so a good discussions we'll have with him at the top of the hour. Joseph Meyer is going to stop in for just a few minutes, give us an update. Crazy situation with Iran, crazy situation with the market. So let's check in with Joseph. He's been very accurate, and it's really playing out pretty much how he said it would play out. And until that time, we'll do the news with Uncle Kevin. Todd, you still there? Okay, good. Sorry about that. Todd was saying something in my ear. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour again, Dan.
Yeah, as always, we'll do some news. The biggest news story in America, probably the world, is...
I would have to say Trump backing off on attacking Iran.
Apparently the story is going, and there's many outlets are saying this, RT, the article is U.S. planned to hit three different sites in response to Iran, was told 150 people would have died, Trump. So basically, a pretty expensive surveillance drone, I find this hard to believe, is a $100 million drone. I mean, that sounds...
That's our government for you.
I mean, you used to could build a stadium for $100 million.
Yeah, $100 million. That held 90,000 people.
Yeah, so this $130 million drone. Supposedly, this drone was shot down by Iran. We were gearing up for a response, and basically, minutes within an hour of when it was going live, Trump called the whole thing off.
I'm ecstatic about that.
Oh, very good.
Anybody who believes our intelligence to get us into a war has got to be out of their mind.
Well, I think that's, you know, if you want to make a box of pros and cons for Trump, there are some amazing pros. Ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. And this is one of them. Mm-hmm. He's been very resistant, although he's surrounded by
neocons.
Foxes in the hen house, neocons and what have you.
Pushing them up.
They have to be pushing them all the time. He's been very resistant.
Bolton. Look at Bolton. He's a hawk.
Well, supposedly the head of the CIA, what's her name, Gloria Halperin, Pompeo, and then Bolton, all three said attack.
Do it.
Other people in the Pentagon, not so public, said, wait a minute, this is going to turn into...
Yeah, we don't...
Whoa. And so he did, and he called it off. And the final straw, supposedly, was he asked one of the generals, well, how many people die if we do this? And they said 150. And, you know, no Americans died when they shot down that drone. It was an unmanned drone.
Right.
It was $100 million, but maybe they can give back some of the money Obama gave them to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what
money.
Was that $700 billion or whatever that was?
I don't know.
$180
billion.
Two pallets?
$180 billion. $150 billion total.
He used to be thrown in jail just for that. That's illegal. That's money laundering.
Are you asking me if politicians should be held accountable? Is that what you're
That's
asking?
Bottom line.
Is that what you're saying right now? That's what you're proposing? How ludicrous of you. What are you, a lunatic?
Yeah.
What are you, one of those crazy constitutionalists?
Yeah, exactly.
This is big news, ladies and gentlemen. This is not little news. This is big news. We saw the thing in Syria, and I know Trump got crucified, but looking in hindsight, attacked the airfield in Syria.
Yeah, the planes were gone. He told them what he was going to do. They moved all the planes out and shot a few buildings. Big deal. And he found out a lot about those Raytheon cruise missiles. 33% of them didn't work.
Right. So when that happened, there was a big push. Oh, Trump has not been the war hawk that Obama and Bush have been.
Nope.
Has not been. And several instances, this today being one of them, has gone against the grain on war. You know, we've greatly pulled out of the Middle East. Are we totally out? No, we're not totally out. We've greatly diminished our forces and our presence in the Middle East. We resisted certain, the head of Syria, Assad's still in Syria. when everybody was telling them to go in there, you know, basically blow the whole place up, blow Damascus up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, very, very, very good news. Will it continue? Will this continue with the Iranian situation?
I hope so.
I see a path. The path that's most obvious is we're putting forces in the area. We're making preparations to be able to attack more easy. That usually means that we will attack in the future. What do you think will stop that current trend?
Trump. Simple as that.
Well, he's probably the only one up there.
Yeah. I think all the rest of them want to fight.
On his on his cabinet. I mean, some people in the Pentagon are like, whoa. If we do attack Iran, there's other Michael Snyder saying this will end up being missiles rain down.
A mess.
Well, he's saying specifically missiles will rain down on Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
Israel certainly will take that for about 1.2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
And that will, and they will, of course, retaliate. Mm-hmm. Maybe even nuclear option.
They got them. You know, at some point in time, you know, it might be not this time, next time, they're going to use them at some point.
Why do you say that?
It's inevitable.
Well, I just asked you if it's inevitable that there's some kind of conflict. You said not because of Trump. So when Trump dies, then Israel's going to use their nukes. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trump is the man of peace.
Peace, he is.
Trump is the man of peace who's cried peace, peace in the Bible. You know what that man's taught. Some people say that's the Antichrist, the man of peace from
that's
the Bible.
True. That's true. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way.
No, I didn't think he would. Anyway, very good news, ladies and gentlemen. This
excellent
is good news.
News.
But we're going to tie this in with Joseph Meyer, one of the reasons we're having him on, to kind of tell you what this means economically and what's at stake economically. And, you know, things are – this is important.
The Gulf of Tonkin. Fake.
Yeah, our whole push to involvement in Vietnam.
Vietnam. Fake. World War II. Same. Lots of evidence.
I forgot. You know, we didn't even talk about this.
What?
And I forgot the guy's name. I don't have it right in front of me, but I was going to bring this up. The guy, he was in Hawaii at the time. And I see, this is going to just sound lunatic. I did research this later. I really did, but I can't remember. Right. I don't have it right in front of me, but since you brought that up, I'll bring it up. Okay. He was stationed in,
Hawaii,
before World War II.
Okay.
He was in he was hurt or something. It was in the infantry and was getting treatment for his leg or something. I don't remember. So the morning paper came out about 7 or 8 days before Pearl Harbor. And the front page of the paper was a big story saying Japan may attack over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Hold on. This is very interesting. This is where it gets interesting. He saw military come in, because this was early in the morning, and was grabbing up all the papers and ripping off the front pages. He saw military personnel, and he kind of asked them, well, what are you doing there? Well, orders from high up. So basically, they went through all the papers in all the town, ripped off the front page of this paper.
Wow. I never heard this story.
This is a good story. No, it's a great story.
Yeah, good story.
So he, you know, instinctually like, whoa, wait a minute. So he kind of rolled a newspaper up and put it in his pocket, you know, or under his bed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He mailed it to his mother, his parents, first chance he got, mm-hmm. especially after Pearl Harbor happened. He would tell people about this story. Nobody believed him. Oh, you know, whatever. He found the paper in his mother's attic before she died, or maybe when she died, and then was going through, and found the paper. He framed it. He put it. It's now hanging under above a library, I think, somewhere in his town. This newspaper about Japan may attack this weekend.
Wow.
Said that front page of the story. Japan may attack this weekend. There's supposedly one other copy in Hawaii. I didn't confirm that or whatever, in a library or in microfilm in Hawaii. So there's apparently only two known copies of this newspaper in the world. And that was a fascinating story. They did not want it let out that you know, it was in the public knew that there may be a attack on Pearl Harbor. Then how does that?
Yeah, how does the military not know?
How does the military not know? How does that go with their narrative that this was a surprise, you know, dirty attack?
Well, the thing that swung me over was 2 hours away, MacArthur was in charge of our island. the main attack hit there, Hawaii.
Pearl Harbor.
And then he was 2 hours away by plane. And he was told by, the Japanese were getting attacked here and they're going to be coming your way. So be prepared, but do not put up any planes
resistance
in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not one plane went up in that air to fight back, and he had 2 hours to do it.
Well, if the internet was back then, there would be it'd be like 9/11. There would be so much evidence out. It wouldn't take 50 years before you realize it would be like 9/11. Just 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
And 4 years, within 5 years of 9/11, people were like, whoa, wait a minute. 2006, people were like, whoa. Never underestimate. This is what one of the things I've learned here, to never underestimate the level of deception and the fabric of this agenda that's woven before our eyes.
Oh, yeah. Never,
it's unbelievable.
Never, never, never.
It's unbelievable.
Be on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Bend over backwards.
And I think that's what's amazing about what Trump's doing. He even made the comment about, the attack on the oil tanker.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I find it hard to believe that Iran would do this.
Yeah, so do I.
He's making public. Think about Obama. Think about what Obama would say if this had happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this is an act of war.
Yeah.
And he had gotten all indignant and.
Yeah.
And Trump said the same thing that most of our listeners are probably saying.
Don't make sense.
There's no kind. What planet is Iran attacking a Japanese oil tanker when the Japanese prime minister, for the first time in 40 years, is visiting Iran?
He's visiting Iran.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Getting to Hong Kong, the situation about the protesting over that extradition bill.
Mm-hmm.
China's trying to get their hooks even more into Hong Kong, bringing it back into the good red fold, as they like to say. Well, thousands more protesters hit Hong Kong streets over the situation. So
I heard there's up to 2 million protesters in Hong Kong.
I don't know how many. I mean, obviously, that we
that's what we need in Washington. We have 2 million protesters in Washington. Things will change.
Maybe they don't have fluoride in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they don't. Maybe you know what the difference is? The people in Hong Kong who've been relatively relatively compared to China, relatively free and have tasted Western culture, Western quote-unquote freedom
prosperity.
And prosperity. And they have family members that are from China. There's people there still remember being under China. They're like, you do not want to go back into China.
Right.
You do not want to go back. So they realize.
It's fresh in their mind.
Right. They realize that what's at stake here. We're in America. We assume so much. And we don't, literally it's been 250 years since really we've had a revolution against the government, we've had the need to have a revolution against. I mean, the Civil War. You could say that. I would say the Civil War, in the 1860s, but still
a long time ago.
A long time ago,
and
see how history see how important that is, ladies and gentlemen, and see how in history who do they attack almost more than anybody? Who are they attacking on these statues? Blah 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 blah. There's a lot of news here, and we've gone on.
rattled on.
Canadian again. What number are we up to about getting your children out of school? 1,056. I think this is 1,056 reasons.
Okay.
Canadian parents file complaint over gender lessons that traumatize their 6-year-old. Their 6-year-old's been going to school 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
6. The teacher tells her there's no such thing as boys and girls, and there's people that aren't anything, and boy and girl's just a made up word or basically a made up thing. And the child's so damn confused. See, I cussed again. Look, I'm not apologizing for that. Okay. I've been doing real good.
Yeah.
I don't want to cuss, but if you're not going to get mad about this, what are you going to get mad about?
These were your formative years. You learned 1 through 7.
Anyway, the child's so freaking confused, and she said she didn't even want to go to school anymore. Well, maybe that's the good thing out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
they'll
keep her from going from school. She asked if she could go to a doctor about the fact that she was a girl. She wanted to go to, she was, she, that teacher.
Messed her up so
messed her up so bad, she felt bad that she was a girl, that she wanted to go to a doctor to see about, fixing it or doing something about it.
Oh my gosh. That teacher needs to be fired.
This is not the teacher. This is the curriculum.
Yeah, I got it.
This is the curriculum. You got to fire the whole curriculum. You can't. You got to get out of it. Remember the oot? Yeah, get oot.
Get oot out of it.
You remember the Ocasio-Cortez saying that the border patrol was creating basically concentration camps.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Polish prime minister invited Ocasio-Cortez for a quote unquote educational visit to real concentration camps.
Very good.
I thought that was
apropos.
And this is what they said in the letter. This is why when someone cheapens their history or uses it for political point scoring, we become agitated and upset. While under German Nazi occupation, a number of concentration camps were set up in my country, Poland. It has caused a deep wound that persists on our proud Polish and European history that we must deal with every single day and that we reaffirm to one another can never be forgotten and never allowed to happen again. Basically, you are a moron, Ocasio-Cortez, and you're offending me by your ignorance and your stupidity.
Yeah.
You want to see a real concentration camp? We invite you.
Yeah, do it.
Senate votes to block small arms sales as Trump pledges veto. So Trump wants to give Saudi, you know, they're in bed somehow. Communist Party USA hails the Dem shift at the 100th birthday bash in Chicago. You know, this year is the 100th year anniversary of the Communist Party USA. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not.
Well, one of the things they're touting is how far left the regular Democratic Party's come. They praise Bernie Sanders for helping bring mainstream communist ideas. That's what we've talked about. This is socialism. This is communism.
Yeah.
This is anti-God. This is everything.
Yeah.
It's Luciferian.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this several times. These things all sound good. Well, Lucifer in the Garden of Eden made a pretty good pitch, too.
That's right.
But that's what it is.
Sounds good on paper, and that's about it.
Texas gained almost 9 Hispanic residents for every additional white resident last year. 9-1. They say by 2022, at this current rate, the way things are going with the illegal immigrants, what have you, that the Hispanic population will equal white population in Texas.
Mm.
There you go. Planned Parenthood slams U.S. court decision on Trump abortion rule. A United States federal appeals court said on Thursday the new Trump administration rules imposing additional hurdles for women seeking abortions could take effect while the government appeals the decision to block them. The new rules ban taxpayer-funded clinics from making abortion referrals and prohibit clinics that receive federal money from sharing office space with abortion providers. This is another one. You want to know why I love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I thank God for some of the things that his administration has done.
He ain't perfect, but he's pretty darn good.
Well, on these issues, how long have we been begging for this? And would these things ever have occurred under anybody else?
Yeah. I agree. And all the child molesters. How many times have the child molesters been arrested in the last 30 years, not until Donald J. Trump came into office.
That's right. And Craig Sawyer even said it. He said the Trump administration is basically taking the gloves off or taking the chains off of us so people can actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
And with this abortion, I mean, we've seen this. This would not happen.
Huge.
Monu-freaking-mental things.
Mm-hmm.
And notice how this article, again, talk about the slant on news. Notice how this article sounds. Planned Parenthood slams U.S. court decision on Trump abortion rule. It could say U.S. Supreme Court upholds Trump's abortion rule. It could have said that.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood denied or Planned Parenthood outraged. Could have said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how the news does that.
Yeah, it twisted.
Talking about Confederate statues again, more than a dozen Confederate statues vandalized around the country so far in 2019. You're not hearing about it.
It's quiet. I haven't heard about anything.
Have you seen this video of this, I guess she's a state senator. I think she's a state senator. Yeah, Senate Bill 107 in Illinois. It's a new bill that requires registration of guns. And then
I haven't seen it.
If you don't register or don't do something that you're supposed to do with them, you're going to pay a fine for each firearm that you don't properly do this to, right? And so this is what one person asked this the senator at the meeting. You want me to turn them over to the state police unless I pay a fine for each firearm and register them? Then I get to keep them. So if I get to keep it, if I pay a fine and register it, then how dangerous is it in the first place, and why do you need to ban it at all? So the crowd erupted, and you know, basically they're saying you need to either register or turn your gun in.
Right.
And if you don't, you're going to get fined, and then you can keep your gun.
Right.
You see the logic?
Mm-hmm.
And so his question is, well, it must not be very dangerous if I can keep it by paying money.
Yeah, it's all about money.
Well, it's more than that with these guns.
Yeah, and knowing where they're at.
Oregon governor sends out state police to find GOP lawmaker skipping climate vote. Republican lawmakers in Oregon are in hot water if they refuse to partake in a historic vote Thursday to implement a cap-and-trade program to help rein in industrial carbon emissions. Now, we've seen this in New York. Do you see what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, how the will of the people is by no means is for this at all?
No.
No for cap-and-trade, no for this Green Deals at all.
No.
But these governors and these states and these strongholds, they're pushing it through.
They're pushing it because they're getting big money to do it.
And now they're using the police to now track down the lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers don't have to vote.
No, they don't have to vote if they don't want to. No. Absolutely not. No, I'm not here.
Okay.
Unpresent. Not present. That's what they put down.
Stop me if you've heard this before.
Go ahead.
My body, my choice.
I heard it.
Okay.
Stop.
Stop. Okay, stop. All right, stop. Presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson, she's related to Oprah Winfrey somehow. I don't watch Oprah, but she's a longtime Oprah Winfrey collaborator, apparently, and supposedly wants to run for president. Well, she came out and she said that she thinks these mandatory vaccines in California are Orwellian, and it's my choice, my body. She said that.
Wow. I was not expecting that from somebody who knows Oprah.
Well, hold on. So they immediately started, they meaning the agendized group.
The trolls.
Trolls started coming out against her, so she stood up and apologized.
I thought that was going to turn into a good story.
Are you wondering how the Supreme Court ruled on that big cross there in Maryland?
I know.
Well,
seven.
We'll hold there. And we'll,
hold that thought.
And we'll be on the other side. Stay tuned. More thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Oh, I love that beat. Oh my gosh, I can just see the moonwalk right now. It's a great end of the week, weekend coming. Hope everybody's got great plans. Like to let you know about the specials over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. The Clay is on special. We have, of course, Cardio Miracle, Strauss Heart Drops. We have plenty of them in stock. We have some closeout items still. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all you do. You know, this is independent media, and independent media has to be funded by independent thought. Independent thought is not coming from corporate America. It's coming from you. And, I hope you realize how special you are, especially to us. And, this is your show, and, we won't stop because you won't stop. So we're going forward. Thepowermall.com. Thank you for your purchases and your donations. 877-817-9829. I found a little information during the break about that, Hawaii, article. It was the Star editorial out of Honolulu, November 28th, 1941. Pretty interesting story. Okay, the Supreme Court, everybody's been waiting. Can the World War I memorial that is in very, very public view of a major highway there in Maryland, outside of Maryland, not too far from D.C., can it stay? You know, the ACLU in there. Infinite wisdom and do good nature. Yeah. Took it to court. The Supreme Court ruled. How did they rule, Kev?
7-2.
That what?
They can stay.
They can stay. Now, one of the things that, again, this is kind of like the bakery
right.
Decisions. They didn't make
it. They didn't cement it.
They didn't cement the decision. They just said, well, right. It's been up for a long time. We can't go pulling down things that have been up for a long time.
That's ridiculous.
That's their decision.
They
should cement it and say, no, the Christian symbols are
part of America.
Part of America. That's what they should have
said. That's what they should have said. And they're allowed to stay, and new ones are allowed to be on government property.
Yes.
That's what it should have said.
Yeah, you ever been to the Capitol Tundra and you got the Moses, you know, the Ten Commandments and stuff?
Arlington Cemetery.
Well,
you could take down all those crosses?
That was Robert E. Lee's land.
Yes.
You know, are they going to give back Arlington Cemetery because Robert E. Lee offends them? Because that was his land.
That was his land, yeah.
Roy Moore will run for Senate again.
Again. Donald Trump doesn't want him to do it. I agree.
Well, I don't want that Democrat in there. No, why do you not want him to run?
Because he's got
those drag
too much
up
baggage.
The same thing.
Yeah, it's too much baggage. He's
yeah,
got.
but I'd rather have him than.
Oh
that,
yeah, but let's get somebody new who's a constitutionalist and
they can get Sessions.
Yeah, I heard he might run.
They get your buddy Sessions, Jeff Sessions.
He ain't my buddy.
The truth is out there. Politicians' top secret briefings on UFOs revealed as latest admission U.S. government fakes. Why can't read today? Takes sightings seriously. There are top U.S. politicians. They've been given briefings about this. So this is, you know, there are secret meetings about this where they brief on sightings and what have you. The government is taking this seriously. Is this another rung in disclosure that L.A. Marzulli?
I think so.
A couple days ago, fantastic interview with L.A. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen. L.A. Marzulli.
We were trying to get Bob Lazzari on.
Yeah, that would be great.
Boy, that would be wonderful. He's right at the front line in that.
The federal court, here's another court decision. Federal court rules citizens well within the law to tell a cop to F you, but using the word.
Wow. He must have been a Trump appointee. Constitutional judge.
According to court documents, 2015 Arkansas State Trooper Legarian Cross was performing a traffic stop on the highway when he heard a passerby yell,
"Yeah,
F you," at the window. The remark, he pursued the car. After making the stop, Cross arrested the man who said that and charged him with disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct.
Okay.
Did I say contact?
It said something like that. It said some convoluted thing.
Man, I got to do my exercise. What's that? The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. The court rules that's not true. After spending 8 hours barefoot in a jail cell with a toilet that had overflowed, think that was on purpose? Think that was intentional?
Yeah.
These cops are so bitter.
We got to punish these people.
So well, they don't know. They don't know who they're serving. They think they're serving.
Yeah, they think they're in charge.
Yeah, they think they're that they're an institution, a valued institution of this country. They're not. All they're doing is public service to protect the valued institution of our society is the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence.
Right.
That is the valued institution of this society.
They work for the corporate USA.
The land where the internet ends. Have you ever heard this? There are radio telescopes in West Virginia, and they don't let any cell towers. They don't let microwave. You can't, if you live in that area, you can't even have a microwave.
That's good. Well, that 5G, I've been doing a little research on it. All they have to do is change the frequencies in that 5G and rattle them back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, up and down, but it's still in the 5G
range.
And within a week, it'll cause cancer on animals.
Well,
I don't want any part of that.
Well, notice the states, the countries, not states, the countries that have stopped. You know, Hungary, Poland have signed on to the, hey, we're going to, until you prove it's safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not experimenting and then
on people.
Back.
Yeah.
Where do you think the Fed interest rate is going to go?
Down.
Well, the Fed, Thomas Powell, speaking specifically, Thomas Powell, the head of the Fed, Fed opens door to rate cut amid growing uncertainties.
Well, he has no choice.
But this is interesting, and we're going to talk to, Joseph about this. You know, the S&P just closed at a record high.
Right.
Supposedly the economy is booming.
A lot of people are working, but they're not making enough money to run their households.
Okay. So, with all that being touted on one side, you have the head of the Fed say there's uncertainties.
Mm-hmm.
So even he admits, well, there's what uncertainties is he talking about? The trade? You know, maybe he's talking about trade. Let's use China as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Well,
there's people watching the ports and saying there's no boats, there's no trade coming in or going out. So who do you believe, the government or the people with the binoculars watching the trade? I think I believe the binoculars watching the trade.
I would tend to agree with you on that point.
So where's all that $800 billion deficit? There is none.
What are you talking about? Last time I went to Walmart.
Yeah, there's no trade coming in. How can we build up a trade deficit?
are you talking about? It's got to get here somewhere. I go to Walmart. It's full of Chinese crap.
Okay, but they have warehouses. Stuffed with them.
Well, that's not how Walmart operates. They have that just-in-time shipping. That's not entirely how they operate.
Okay.
I mean, you bring up a good point. I don't know the answer. I mean, that's a great point.
I've been following that pretty close for the last 6 weeks.
Well, maybe you're right.
Eight weeks about there's really no influx of boats carrying cargo from anywhere.
Let me go over these stories real quick. We got Joseph holding. S&P 500 closes at new record as Wall Street bets Fed will lower rates. So Wall Street thinks Feds will lower rates.
And if it does, it's going to go even higher.
Surge in oil price after a Hormuz drone attack could lead to global recession, experts tell. You know, this is probably Donald Trump was realizing this also. If I attack Iran, what's that going to do? Oil's going to be $100 barrel before the end of next week.
Yep.
Americans will pay, or Amazon, Americans. Using Amazon and American in the same sentence is virtually blasphemy. But anyway, Amazon will pay zero in taxes. How much profit do you think they made?
Last quarter or
last year? Last week.
Yeah.
Last week.
$3.4 billion.
You're about a third off. $11.2 billion.
In a quarter?
No. Oh. Well, of course, see, in a quarter, you're very accurate for the year. They made $11.2 billion, made profit.
Profit.
Yeah,
They don't pay no taxes.
Zero taxes.
How did they get that?
They're special,
yeah.
New York, California, high state tax exodus just beginning, expert warns.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles wants to tax landlords for vacant units. China could build 30 Silk Road nuclear reactors by 2030. Wow. Border Patrol wants robots that can go underground and report back. That's just what we need is robots going around surveying the world. DHS to move biometric data on hundreds of millions of people to the Amazon cloud.
It'll be safe up there.
So you'll be safe there. Shoe fret, ladies and gentlemen. Your vital information and DNA, we'll take good care of it.
And your prized pictures will be safe up there.
Cancer patients welcome breakthrough living drug that reprograms immune system to fight disease. Another story about cancer and then nothing ever happens in the medical industry. A Russian biologist wants to create more gene-edited babies. Again, nothing could possibly go wrong. Horns are growing on young people's skulls.
In the back of their skulls.
Phone use is to blame research because they lean forward young. They're way too young using phones and what have you. Health. How measles detectives work to contain an outbreak. Again, in this article, it says the only way to stop measles is to have already had it or get a vaccine. That's not true. The vaccine gives people measles.
Exactly.
It's a live virus. They're proven. Men expose billion-dollar back surgery scam involving doctor kickbacks and fake hardware. $1 billion.
Oh, man.
Wow. This is medical frauds in one of the most outrageous in California history. A great article. Well, not great, but it's very interesting.
Corruption all around the world is through the roof.
Ladies or men, I guess nowadays men put makeup on, but cancer-causing toxins were just found in foundation and sparkly makeup. So be careful where you get the makeup that you put on your face, in your skin, goes right into your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful. Scientists finally issue warning against canola oil. Study reveals it is detrimental to brain health. Sherry Rogers has been screaming about that. Be careful with oil. Olive oil, much better, even cooking with coconut oil. Vape pen explodes in teen's mouth. Vape pen.
Wow.
Firefighters were trying to get ducks out of this. You know, they're frightened because of the fire. They're trying to get ducks out of this house burning, building burning. And they use duck calls to get the ducks out.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, awesome.
It's on YouTube. It was awesome, yeah. Scientists are using music to help build the brains of premature babies. So, again, music has some of the frequencies. Again, it's all
about
energy. That's why I had, what was her name? Jennifer, I can't remember her last name.
Brain Tap has a whole section on kids, how to build your subconscious from the beginning. Perfect.
Wow.
Learning everything. Everything from step one to step three. Awesome.
What do you think the accuracy of medical tests would be able to find lung cancer? Like the medical industry, how accurate do you think they are?
I would have to say their accuracy about 35%.
I don't know what the number is. This article doesn't say that, but I guarantee it's not. If it was 50%, I'd be surprised.
Very surprised.
Unless you're late term, then they can detect it.
Right.
But as far as any
There's
kind of.
So many people getting chemo that don't need it.
So now they're using dogs. Dogs.
Oh, dogs are way better.
Dogs are now detect. What percentage accuracy are
I would
dogs
have to say 97%.
Did you see this article?
No. I just know dogs got that nose.
Did you read this article?
No, they can smell it.
Did you?
No.
That's exactly what it is, 97%.
Yeah. No, they're amazing.
I can't believe, what's amazing, I can't believe you got that right on the line. You didn't hear that anywhere?
I did not hear it. Did not hear it.
97%.
No, their dogs are just
wow. Amazing.
Infallible.
Wow.
They're better than the dogs that sniff out the drugs at the cars. They're about 30%.
Three. Well, that's because the police, they give them a tick to jump
yeah,
on the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you got a hit on that car. The dog jumped on it.
Yeah, I don't like
that. And scratched your paint to boot.
Yeah, there's a suspicious black man in the driver's seat. Let's tick that car. Let's get to Joseph Meyer. Joseph, of course, from Straight Money Analysis. A lot going on. We want to always have him updates and keep you informed. We have him because he's one of the best, ladies and gentlemen. Really. And you can say what you want. His reports, his new newsletter is fantastic, actionable, profitable information that you can use to help secure yourself. I've seen it. I would love having him on. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me this morning. Great to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Of course. Great. Thank you for coming on. I think the most amazing thing I've seen this morning is not that gold is flirting with 1400. It's that my uncle predicted the accuracy of those dogs. Exactly. I can't believe it. Let's get to a lot of news. The market just made a new high, or I guess hit its old high, basically.
Yes, it
what
did.
Is going on?
Well, I think we're making a double top in the averages. I think it'll go down in history as a generational top when it's complete. And I still believe we're in the very early stages of recession and the very early stages of a bear market in equities, Daniel. That's what I think is going on.
We've heard several reports. Even why, I mean, it's kind of like Twilight Zone a little bit. You have the stock market hitting all-time highs or matching all-time highs. You're having, you know, the economy being touted like this is the greatest thing since the roaring 20s. But yet then you have other people like the Fed chairman saying, well, there's uncertainties. And other people saying, well, there's recession looms. You know, you're hearing words of this on the mainstream political
talk shows. I think what makes this period very unique, Daniel, few people realize we got gold going up, the stock market going up, and Bitcoin going up, all three at the same time. We've never seen that before.
That is extremely unusual. You try to explain it to me. If you can.
Well, I think we have people moving out of various asset classes and moving money all over the world globally. I think money's coming out of stocks, coming out of bonds, quite frankly, going into Bitcoin and going into gold. As I said in the last show with you, I thought gold would rally and Bitcoin would follow, and it's done exactly that, Daniel.
You've been exceptionally accurate. I mean, if the only thing that people could fault you even a little bit, and I think it's still...
I didn't read your palm.
I think it's you said this market was going to go down. The market went back up, but you even said it may retest. You even said it may retest that level. So I don't think you can be criticized. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how hard it is to get on this show and actually predict all three or four of those major things and be extremely accurate? That's why we have Joseph on. Hat's off to you.
We get one more rally. I wasn't sure from what level it would commence, but nevertheless, we did get it, Daniel.
Okay, let's talk about cryptocurrencies, and then we'll get into gold and silver. Bitcoin is flirting with 10,000. Its
yes.
all-time high is about 20,000.
Yes.
Again, mainstream pundits wanted to bury cryptocurrencies. It's dead, it's dead, it's dead. Well, it's not dead. In fact, just the opposite. What do you make of cryptos right now?
I think the bull market in cryptocurrencies has resumed. As you know, we made a yearly low around 3160. So we literally tripled off the lows in less than a year. And I think we're going to work significantly higher and inevitably take out the old high at 20,000. Maybe a little bit of volatility up and down and sideways action before we see it. But I do believe we will see much, much higher highs in cryptocurrencies, Daniel. I truly believe it.
You say it's going to hit the old high, which is 20,000. We're talking about Bitcoin specifically, and there's,
yes.
You know, I don't know. There's tons of coins. I only talk about Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum. There's only about four or five that I consider major
well,
coins.
Bitcoin's the most recognizable, and
sure.
I'm sure you'll agree, in the market.
Yeah, so if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, there's lots of differentiations. I only even talk about mostly Bitcoin, 90%, but Ethereum, Litecoin, maybe one or two others. That's really the only ones I talk about. So in terms of Bitcoin time frame hitting back its old high, is there a forecast? Is there a number in mind?
I think within the next 2 years we'll take out the old high. We may even do it sooner. I think with gold and silver, and I'll say it again, the bull market in the precious metals is now resumed. We're going to eventually take out the old high, $49.45 in silver and $1,930 an ounce in gold. You're going to have to be patient, but this bull market in the precious metals has a long way to go, Daniel. It's only starting.
If I said silver is the most undervalued commodity in the world, you would say what?
I agree totally, and I think silver, when we're looking at these prices, and I said it before and I'll say it again, we will never see these precious metal prices and primarily these silver prices again in our lifetime. That's a fact.
Is it true that the price to get silver out of the ground is higher than the spot price right now?
Yes, it is.
What is the price to get silver out of the ground right now? About $20 maybe, something like that?
About 17 an ounce.
17. Okay. So just pure logic tells you that it costs 17, 18 to get out of the ground. The spot price is under that, that eventually not even economic forces, just plain, when I say economic, like, world event forces, but just plain supply and demand is going to drive that price up.
You got silver prices trading at the same level they did over 10 years ago. It's the equivalent, Daniel, of buying a Mercedes-Benz at 2010 prices. No one looks at it that way, but I do.
Let's talk about short-term targets you see for gold and silver, price-wise.
Well, we're trading at 1400. I think there's a little resistance at 1410 and then again 1450. But I do think on this move we could go to 1650, 1700 before we see a significant pullback and or consolidation. In silver, I'm looking for 1650, 1850, 21, and then 26 an ounce, Daniel.
Time frame again, and is silver tied to gold? Does gold have to move for silver to move? Or are they moving in tandem what?
Well, I think as we see gold continue to make new recovery highs, it's going to take silver with it. But I do believe on a percentage basis, silver will outperform gold as we move forward.
And when just for the audience who may not understand this, when you say resistance, so a price gets up to a certain point and then it kind of maybe pull back, consolidates. Yeah, so it consolidates before it moves up. So when you see that resistance level, that means just watch that, and that when it breaks through, then it's kind of free sailing to the next.
Resume, Daniel.
Yes, got it. Okay. What does it say? We have cryptos which are gaining acceptance and gaining usability. I mean, a lot. Big Nordstrom, Starbucks are spending big money. We're seeing We're seeing back on the New York Stock Exchange, once I put it on the stock exchange, or secondary exchanges where, this is trading like stocks. What does it say?
We're moving away from paper currency. We're moving away from all the fiat currencies of the world. It's happening as we speak.
What is that? That is a huge statement. And what does that mean? And people need to know for people listening who usually aren't into economic things, who really, they're not investing in the stock market, they really don't pay attention. What would you tell them?
I would tell them we're in the very early stages of a transition. We're seeing a massive shakeup in money all over the world, and we're looking at different ways we value respective currencies and the way we use them in transactions. That's what I'd say.
That's a big statement, and the ramifications for that and what the future holds, really, you correct me if I'm, yeah, they're great. They're up for grabs, and really, it's almost unknown in some ways.
Well, it's cutting-edge technology. There's no question we're in the very early stages and phases of it. It has a long way to go. That's why this train has left the station, but I'll say it again. It's not too late to get on board. It truly isn't.
This is me personally again. I'm not giving financial advice. This is for me. Every chance I get, or you know, just about every chance I get, I try to add silver coins. That's me.
I love
having them. My children love them. You can teach, you know, the object lesson. I give them as gifts. It's just such a cool thing to get into silver coins. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is your website. What's your phone number?
386-677-8642, Daniel.
That's 386-677-8642. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is a 1-year subscription at the 6-month subscription price.
If you want
to subscribe, $110.
$110. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's just about the best $110 you can spend. I'm telling you, really, if actionable,
precise. You'll save
$110
over the full 1-year subscription. 1 year is usually $259. Anybody from the Power Hour will give you 1 year, $149.95, Daniel.
God bless you, Joseph. See you soon.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria,